Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Bob Dylan Snyder joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. Unfortunately, he's good at it, but he has a hard time around here. Founder and chairman of the Dylan Snyder Group, which is now celebrating 30 years. Bob, congratulations. Happy anniversary on that success, that milestone. Yeah,
thank you, Jim, but congratulations on your show, which I believe is 20 years in the year.
Coming up on 23.
23 years.
Yeah, 23 in November, 23. So, hey, Bob, we're talking, folks, about the behavior of America. You said something off the air that I think is really important. I think it's time for more people in America to start saying, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm an American, and I'm going to focus my politics on my citizenship and what I think is best for the future of America, and not for the future, not based on some political ideology, but what do I think America should look like going forward, and that's how I'm going to vote. What do you think, Bob?
I'm all for it because I'd like to see Americans out there giving back. I'd like to see Americans building. I'd like to see Americans finding jobs, adding to the economy. I'd like to see Americans cleaning up the environment. That's what Americans are doing. But Republicans and Democrats aren't doing that right now. We need Americans out there.
Well, there's no question about it. And there are people, though, who are in power, who are influencers, who I consider to be un-American. They don't seem to love America. And I think we need to realize if somebody's like that, I don't think that's who we should listen to. And that's not being in favor of one party or the other, but anybody who doesn't seem to have what's best for America in their mind, to me is un-American, and tearing down buildings, hurting people, shutting down cities, that qualifies as un-American to me. That's not a protest. That's anarchy, and that's Attorney General Barr calls that sedition. What do you think?
I completely agree, and of course, I look around the world and I say to myself, if these things take hold that are happening in America right now, what is this country going to be like? Yeah. Right now, America is still a beacon for the rest of the world. We need to make sure it stays that way.
Well, and another reason that you're exactly right, Bob, is that I'm convinced that as America goes, so goes the world. We are the bulwark.
Sure.
We're the bulwark against a lot of evil in the world. If there isn't an America to stand up to China, to stand up to Russia, to stand up to Iran, if there isn't an America to stand up and be the imperfect benefactor of the world, who's going to do that, Bob? Nobody.
Well, Americans don't poison other politicians as Putin has done in Russia.
Right.
Americans have decent working procedures instead of terrible working procedures,
right,
which are there in China. Americans don't support terrorists as Iran supports terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a different game, and we need to make sure it stays that way.
America is imperfect, but America is not evil. The CCP in China, the mullahs in Iran, Vladimir Putin, those guys are evil.
These are bad guys, Jim, and they're getting away with in their country because they're killing other people.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let that happen in America.
Do you think there's going to be more peace agreements like the one from UAE coming down the pike?
I think so. I hope it holds. I am worried about the Saudis on it. I'm worried about the guys that made 9/11 happen.
They're
still out there.
The reason I'm not worried about the Saudis is because UAE doesn't do anything that Saudi doesn't agree with.
Well, there we are. Okay. So if the Saudis come full circle, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But I do worry about Khashoggi getting killed in Turkey. Yeah. I worry about the 9/11.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think there's no question you're right about that. Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up for this hour. I appreciate you being here. Thank you for 20 great years with us, and congratulations on the 30 years of your company. Come back soon.
Same thing in November for you, Jim. Thank you. Congratulations.
Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary, awesome Bob Dillenschneider, one of our favorite people in our world around here. We're going to have him back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.